most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter DeMarkin.
Thank you. Thank you. My thanks to the one and only Rod Roddy, and welcome to Press Your Luck, the most competitive game in television. Now let's meet the three players who are going to be pressing their luck today, starting with our returning champion, Tony. How are you, Tony?
Fine.
Well, I have your total here, Tony, and I have to keep scratching it off. Now we're up to $14,353.
Unbelievable.
I think that earned some interest overnight. Congratulations.
Thank you, Peter.
You ready to take on two more competitors?
I'm ready. Like I told you before, I think we should call this game Raise Your Blood Pressure instead of Press Your Luck, but I'm ready.
All right, if you're ready, let's meet the competitors, starting with Tony Kraft. How are you, Tony?
Peter. Fine, thank you.
Where are you from?
Huh? Los Angeles, born and raised.
Born and raised.
Right.
A maker. Tony, I understand you are a downhill racer, or were?
Yes, right. I were. I lived and survived. Lived and survived the downhill race.
That's like 60 miles an hour.
That's right.
Incredible.
And I did fall the first time, and I was stupid enough to go back and try it again. But I did survive.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, let's see if you can provide press your luck and make some money. Okay. Let's meet the other competitor, Bob. Is it Papert?
Yes, Papert.
All right, Bob, how are you?
Just fine.
Bob, what do you do for a living?
I'm a journalism advisor for LA City School.
I see. And you're also a bit of a poker player?
Yeah, we get together once a year and have our own World Series of Poker, which I managed to win about 4 years ago. Of course, just for fun. We don't play for money.
Well, there is strategy in this game.
Let's see.
No money, right. Let's see if Tony and the two Tonys, as it were, are intimidated by your poker ability.
Okay?
Players, you know what happens now. I'm going to ask you four questions. Your answers will earn you spins at our Big Pressure Luck game board. Obviously, the more spins you have, the more money you can win. You know our board is loaded with thousands of dollars in cash, terrific prizes, and every time you stop the board like this, stop! You make money. I did it again. I should play this game. However, there is something else that can happen, and that's called a whammy. If he jumps down, he reduces your total to zero, which is not a happy position to be in. So with that in mind, let us begin with the first question. Are you ready?
Ready. Yeah.
According to a recent survey, which type of TV fare is most likely to be tape recorded on a home video recorder? Tony.
Movies.
All right. Is the correct answer? Well, before I even give the correct answer, if that is the correct answer, I'm going to give you three spins if you're right. I'm going to take your answer and two others, give them to Tony and Bob. If they're right, they will earn a spin apiece. Now I'll give the answer. Is it movies, soap operas, or sports, Tony?
I'll say movies.
Tony will say movies. Let's see what Bob says.
Go with sports.
You're going to go with sports. Well, we're most likely to tape movies. That means that the Tonys go into the spin column with one for this Tony. Bob doesn't get any, and this Tony over to my left. We're going to have to deal with something. And Tony Y gets three. So we've got 1-0-3. Here's the second question. Another one for the Press Your Luck Gourmet. Other than water, what is the main ingredient in bouillabaisse? Bob?
Beef.
Beef. All right. Is the correct answer beef, potatoes, or seafood? Tony?
Seafood.
Tony said seafood. Let's see what Tony says. Then Tony is Tony. I'm going crazy here.
Seafood.
Seafood. The main ingredient in bouillabaisse is seafood. You mixed it up. Tony, the lady Tony goes to two. Bob's yet to be heard from, and the man Tony goes to a big four. All right. Bob, here's the third question. This could be your move. Believe me, this has nothing at all to do with music. But how many dollars do you have if you have a C note in your wallet, Bob?
$100.
All right. Is the correct answer $100, $10, or $50? Tony.
$100.
$100 says this Tony, the other Tony.
This Tony says $100.
This Tony says $100. If you've got a C note, you indeed have $100. Yeah. And those spins will turn into dollars. Tony's got three. Bob buzzed in, so he jumps up to a big three, and Tony goes to five. And here is our fourth and final question. What is America's most played card game? Tony.
I'm going to say poker.
Poker. Is the correct answer poker, bridge, or solitaire? Tony.
I'll say poker, too.
Tony will say poker. Let's go to Bob.
Let's go with solitaire.
Let's go with solitaire. Well, our most played card game is solitaire. Tony winds up with three spins. Bob goes to four spins. And Tony over on Master Rush ends up with five spins. You have a chance to convert your spins into dollars. The exciting special left game board. And we come back. We are back. Players, it's time to turn those spins into dollars. We've got $13,000 up there on that board, as well as some prizes and some surprises and a few whammies up there just to keep you honest. Also, remember that each spin can bring you up to $1,500, and that's very important because the player who winds up this round on top gets to play last in the final round, and that gives you a distinct advantage. Remember, you can pass your whammies. You can't pass whammies. You can pass your spins at any time during your turn. If you're afraid of the whammy, four whammies put you out of the game, and everything is at stake each time you spin. You'll go to the player with the fewest spins. That's Ms. Tony with three spins and no dollars. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
This is it. Big
looking
bucks,
for dollars.
No whammy. Stop!
Stop it. Big bucks. $1,250 for Ms. Tony. Two spins left. $1,250.
Gotta go.
Tony goes.
Stop!
Stop that up. Look, cut the rods.
All right, I'll take it. All right.
Very nice. We're $350. That brings you up to $1,600. One spin you've got first
gonna
place, Tony.
Gonna go.
$1,600 at stake.
Stop
at $550. Miss Tony winds up with $2,150. Excellent. What did that whammy? Let's go to Bob. We've got four spins. Let's see how well you can do, Bob. You have $2,150 to beat. Here we go.
Stop.
He's out of the way. Gone out of the way. You got three more spins. You can still pick up some big bucks. You ready?
Okay. Let's go.
Here we go, Bob.
Stop.
Go. No, I don't blame you, Bob. You're going to have to be a little careful. Strategy comes into play because you don't want to get into round two with three whammies, put you in a bad position. So you've got to be kind of careful what you do here. Two spins, no dollars, two whammies. You know, you're
going to
go. Okay, Bob, I'm going for it.
No, I'm going to pass
big
it.
Big move. I'm sorry.
I'm going to pass it.
Did you say pass
I
or
think
go?
I said pass.
He said my fault. My fault? Okay. They're going to be passed. The two get passed. Over to Tony with $2,150. She's the player with the highest amount of money. Sorry about that, Bob, but we caught it in time. Do what you've got to take, Tony.
All right.
Here they go, one at a time. $2,150
no
first place
Let's
at stake.
Stop!
$1,500. $3,650 for you, Ms. Tony. And one more spin. Let's see if you can reverse that whammy. One spin, first place. $500, and you picked up a spin. Now, Tony, you have $4,150, one spin that you can do whatever you want with. You can pass it to Bob or Tony, or you can take it yourself. You've got first place at stake, $4,150. You hit a whammy, you go back to zero.
I want to pass.
Pass it to Bob or Tony. Your namesake or to Bob.
Decisions,
Bob
Peter.
Bob has two whammies, Tony has none.
I'll pass it to Bob.
Thanks. Pass it to Bob. I figured as much, Bob.
Oh, you got nice.
Well, that's strategy. Let's see how it pays off for one or the other. One spin you've got to take.
Stop
at $300.
All right.
She puts you into the money.
That's right.
That's real nice. You got to thank her.
Yeah, thank
$300 with $4,150 for it. Ms. Tony, let's go to Mr. Tony with five spins. Are you ready?
Okay, Peter, I'm ready. Stop.
$200. Four spins left, third place. Press goes on.
Stop
and advance two spaces to a microwave oven, Tony. Value of $548, $748, second place. Three spins left, second place. Ms. Tony has about $3,300. One more, says
Stop.
Tony. Oh. Wild yonder, Tony. One whammy, two spins left, no dollars. You can go, or you can pass those spins to Miss Tony with $4,150.
All right.
You gonna play? All right. Gonna play. No dollar stops it. Go back to space for $1,500. Now, Tony, you are in second position. $1,500, approximately $2,600 less than Miss Tony. One spin left.
Who's winning in this round? Pass it.
Pass it. That spin gets passed to you, Tony. One spin you've got to take. First place is at stake. $4,150. $4,150. First place. A lot of money.
Stop.
Mr. Tony, did you in, Tony? $0. We've got Bob at $300. And Mr. Tony at $1,500. That means you're leading and you've got the advantage, Tony. We'll be right back with more questions, spins, prizes, surprises right after this. Players, I've got four more questions. That translates to four more golden opportunities to earn some spins. Spins become dollars, because in this round, a spin can be worth as much as $5,000. The player with the most money at the end of this round gets to take it all home and come back again tomorrow. With that in mind, are you all ready to play? Here's your first question. One of the fastest growing fast food restaurants in America started as a roadside stand in Mexico. It's called El Polo Loco. What does the polo mean, Bob?
Chicken.
All right, it's the correct answer. Chicken, rabbit, or rib, Tony?
Chicken, definitely.
Tony says it's chicken. Let's go to this Tony and see what it says.
Chicken.
Chicken. Well, polo means chicken. Correct. Miss Tony gets one. Bob picks up three because he buzzed in. And Mr. Tony goes to one. Here's the second question. Now, listen to this. How many women does President Reagan have in his cabinet even as we speak? Bob.
Try five.
Five is the correct answer. Five, one, or three, Tony?
I'll say three.
Tony will say three, and it'll go over to Mr. Tony. What do you think?
One.
One. Reagan cabinet has more women than any other cabinet in history. Three.
All right.
They are Kirkpatrick, Joel, and Hector. And Miss Tony picks up a valuable spin and goes to two. Bob stays at three, and Tony at one. Here is the third question. What famous Australian singing group is composed of brothers named Barry, Robin, and Maurice? Tony?
Bee Gees.
All right, is the correct answer. The Bee Gees, the Go-Go's, the Police.
Definitely the Bee Gees.
Bob says it's the Bee Gees. Tony, what do you think?
Bee Gees.
Bee Gees. Barry, Robin, and Maurice are the Bee Gees.
Right.
And that means that Miss Tony goes to 6-5. Bob goes to 4, and Mr. Tony to 2. And here's the fourth and final question. 70% of all the perfumes and colognes bought by Americans are purchased as gifts for this holiday. What holiday is that, Tony?
Christmas.
All right, is the correct answer. Christmas, Valentine's Day, or Mother's Day. Tony?
I'll say Valentine's Day.
So it's Valentine's Day.
And with that, you're really jumping a gun, Bob.
Okay.
You're Valentine's Day. And the answer is 70% of that good-smelling stuff is bought for Christmas. Tony stays at 5, Bob at 4, and Mr. Tony jumps up a big 3-2-5. And all our players will be taking those spins to Big Treasure Luck to game board to decide who the big winner is going to be on Treasure Luck. Don't you dare go away. Players, it's time to convert those spins into dollars, and we've got 50,000 of those dollars up there just waiting for you to take it all. Also, we have some whammies just to keep things nice and honest, so you want to be very careful. Now, the player who wound up in round one with the highest total was Tony. That's $1,500, so you get to sit back and relax because you're going to go last. This is the final round, and as you know, Tony, that puts you in the driver's seat. Okay? Relax. We're going to go to the player with the least amount of money, Tony. Ms. Tony with $0, but you've got five spins, Tony. One whammy,
you're going
to make the money.
Going to get the money. Here we go. Stop!
Stop at Freeport
okay.
In the Bahamas. A trip for two, six nights, $2,125.
All right,
Tony, put you into first place, four spins.
Here we go, here we go.
Here we go.
Stop!
Stop at... took that Freeport vacation away. You have $0, but you do have three spins, Tony.
I'm
going to
go.
Gonna go. Okay.
No
more whammies.
Here we go. Stop!
Stop at 22.50.
All right.
Back into first place for Tony. Two spins left. First place. You've got about $750 more than
gonna
Mr.
Go.
Tony. Gonna go. Two whammies.
Stop!
At a third whammy.
Excuse me.
The last few days he has been all over it. All right, Tony, no dollars. Three whammies, one spin. As you know, one more whammy puts you out of the game. You've got one spin left. Tough decision. What are you going to do?
Gotta go for it.
Gotta go
gotta
for it.
Go
all
for
right,
it.
Tony.
Gotta go. This is it.
Intestinal
bucks.
Fortitude. Make the money.
Stop.
Stop at 17.50.
Okay.
You went back and forth from third place to first place, and you're back in first place, Tony.
Okay.
17.50. We're going to go over to Bob, who has two whammies, $300, four spins. Third place, Bob. Are you ready?
Let's go. Let's go. We need some money.
Stop.
Stop at $750.
All right, all right.
Brings you up to 1,050. Third place, three spins.
Okay, let's go.
$1,050 at stake.
Stop.
stop in Kona, Hawaii. A trip for two with a value of $1,556 brings you up to $2,606. So $1,100 more than Tony. You're going to go at trip to stake, $600. 3206, one spin left, first place by about 1,500.
Go!
Gonna go!
Go!
3206 at stake!
Stop!
Stop at a Whammy! At a Whammy!
Not where you want.
Okay, Bob, three Whammies, no dollars, but you're not out of this game because Tony, who's left, can pass some spin. Well, things can happen.
I don't like my
pass spins to the other Tony. She could go to zero. You could come back in the game. You're not out of it. Tony, Mr. Tony with $1,500 in five spins, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You are right now in second place.
Stop.
Stop at $2,250. You're back into first place. $3,750, four spins. You've got about $2,000 more than Mr. Tony. Gonna go. Stop at big bucks. $3,000 and a spin. That gives you $6,750. You still have four spins. What are you going to do? You're in first place by $5,000. Here he goes. $6,750 at stake.
Stop.
Stop at $500 and a spin. $7,250 for you, Tony. Four spins. You still have them. You've got, $5,500 more than Tony. Going to go. $7,250 at stake. Stop at $2,500. $9,750. Three spins left. $8,000 more than Tony. Gonna pass them, Tony. They come to you, three of them, Tony. Your problem is you not only have to get an amount greater than $9,750, you have to avert their whammy all the time. You pick up one whammy, Tony, Mr. Tony, it becomes the champion, stays as the champion with $9,750. Are you ready, Tony?
I'm ready.
Three times. Let's go for it. $1,750. Who's the champ?
Stop!
Stop at $2,500. So far, so good. That brings you up to $4,250. Two more shots at it, Tony. You ready?
I like that.
Tony,
number.
Are you
Let's
ready? The two Tonys vying for the championship. Here we go.
Stop!
Stop at $1,000. $5,250. Tony, you need a $5,000 hit, or you need something that gives you an additional spin to beat Tony. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. The two Tonys are going at it. Who's going to be the champion? Mr. Tony with $9,750. Congratulations, Tony. We'll be right back to find out exactly what you won right after this. Today's big press your luck winner, Tony. And Tony, it's all in cash today, $9,750. Now we add that to your total from previous days of $14,353, and we come up with a grand total of $24,103. Furthermore, Tony, that is under our $25,000 limit by exactly $887, is that right?
Don't ask me.
$887, whatever. You don't get the $25,000, you get to come back.
Oh, terrific.
What a deal. Congratulations. And as far as the other Tony's concerned, it must have felt like a downhill race. You were really going for it. Right down to the end, right?
Down.
You played well.
Thank
so did
you.
Bob. We've got some nice prizes for you, so you will not be going away empty-handed. Thanks for being with us. Until next time when we see Tony, remember, the whammy is astute. He'll make you think he's cute. This is Peter Tomarkin saying so long for Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.
Here's what we have for our departing contestants. Strawberry Shortcake Riding Fun by Hedstrom. 16-inch bike and Strawberry Shortcake 2 exclusively from Hedstrom. We put fun on wheels. And introducing Ragu Pizza Quick Complete Kit for homemade pizza. Just open a box. It's Pizza Quick Kit and open your own pizzeria. Also for international entertaining or everyday meals, West Bend's Electric Oriental Wok. It's ideal for stir frying, simmering, and stewing. Plus, success boiling bad rice. Perfect every time. Once you've tasted success, nothing else will do. And the Norelco Clean Air Machine absorbs cigar and cigarette smoke, cooking, pet odors, and other pollutants. Filters air and freshens the room. Norelco Clean Air Machine. Plus, Nat Robin's Lip Prime. Invisible, silky soft lip care cream. Helps stop lipstick bleeding and feathering. Improves the look and feel of your lips.
Now,
It's Situation Hilarious with Coach Lubbock and his family on Just the Ten of Us, next on USA.
This is Rob Roddy speaking for Press Your Luck, a Carruthers Company presentation. ¶¶